Good day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and thank you all for continuously tuning in to our daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits. On today's episode, I had the chance to speak with Arnold Raymond and Edith Dondano about a project that they have been working on known as the Veteran Grave Markers Project. Arnold is a member of the Royal Canadian Legion, Branch Number 82 in Phillipsburg, and he is spearheading this project with the help of Edith, who has been serving as a project volunteer. Together, they chat with CIDI about the Veteran Grave Marker Project, what the goal is with this project, and future prospects. We hope that you enjoy our conversation. Arnold and Edith, I wanted to thank you so much for making your way down to CIDI to chat all about your wonderful project. I really appreciate both of your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Arnold, why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your involvement with the Canadian Legion, Branch 82 in Phillipsburg a little bit, just to introduce yourself to our listeners and our community.
I joined the Legion back in 2013, and I've been a volunteer there. And going around every year doing different things. And one year, on Remembrance Day, I went to the cemetery to visit my grandfather's cemetery, grave. And it was a bunch of my classmates there. And they were all there visiting their parents that served our country in war. And there was nothing indicating their service to their country. So right then and there, I decided I should make a grave marker for my grandfather. And it caught on. Other members that I went school members I went school with was there, and they wanted to get on too. So we started marking graves. Then it was six of us volunteered to do this on our own, and we're all a product of a veteran. And we've been marking graves ever since.
Yeah, and that's what we're here to talk about today, right? So why don't you introduce this project a little bit more for our listeners and what it's all about? So you've created these grave markers, and you know, what are these grave markers all about exactly?
Grave markers is to identify the veterans that served and are buried in our cemeteries that are not recognized in the cemeteries. There's over 1,300 cemeteries in Quebec that veterans are buried in, but there's nothing there to identify them as a veteran to show the people or visitors or their family member the service they've done to their country and bring us where we are today.
So you wanted to make that clear for those people who walked through the cemeteries.
Yes. And I'd like to expand this project nationwide.
Yes.
My goal is to start here and make it. This is my personal goal, to make this happen for everybody.
Yes. And why did you decide to take on this project? Why was it so important to you? You were talking a little bit about your grandfather. Maybe you wanted to highlight that a little bit.
Well, I never knew my grandfather. He died a year before I came into this world. But I found out afterwards, after I became a Legion member, that he served in the First World War. That was only 8 years ago I learned about this. And it's not right. I think I should have known about that before. And I don't know. There's a lot of people in my case throughout this country that don't know. And I think these markers should be in the cemetery identifying these people whenever, or anybody that visits the cemeteries to visit their loved ones to see that there's a veteran. Mm-hmm. There's a veteran. I mean, we have over 1,300 cemeteries in Quebec alone.
Yeah, alone.
That have veterans in it that are not identified. And I think that's wrong.
And what is the ultimate goal with this grave marker project? What impact do you want it to have, not only here in Quebec, but nationwide when you eventually get to that point?
Just to make people aware. The children today, they don't know what went on. They're not aware who served. To make them aware and to educate more of the service that our people did and served the country to give us what we have today, all the peace and freedom we have today. We owe them a lot, mm-hmm. An awful lot. We don't know them, but really we certainly owe them.
Yeah. Would you like to add anything to that, Edith?
Yes, I was going to say that one of the things that brought me, you know, into this project and made it interesting was that there's a big tie-in with the way schools are going right now. The federal programs are across the country are trying to get kids to start thinking about the Second World War, the First World War,
yes.
What it meant, and even the wars since then. And now in a time where there are other wars going on around the world, there are people dying that
yes.
are trying to. And I thought, it's, you know, Arnold was right. The idea that we, even for me, even if I don't have military family, for me to be able to walk into a cemetery anywhere and just see a recognizable marker, something that would say, this person whose gravestone you're looking at served this country mm-hmm. to preserve our values or to make sure that to save other lives somewhere around the world. I thought that's something that would touch me, but it's something that is in line with what a lot of the programming that's going on in schools. And I'm a teacher, so it's something that I thought, oh, that's a good tie-in.
Yeah.
The fact that this all...
It is. And it's something that our world experiences, right? Mm-hmm. Or something that we experience.
All the people that served in this country that died overseas are all identified with the Commonwealth Grave Commission, but nothing in this country. And that's my goal, is to get them all identified.
Canada doesn't in Canada.
In Canada.
They have it abroad.
Okay.
But not here.
Okay.
So abroad, you get a Commonwealth marker to say that you fought for the Commonwealth. Okay. So a Canadian soldier who's fallen abroad has a marker. But that's a Canadian soldier that perhaps didn't die on the, wherever the battle was fought, made it back here and then died, or was brought back here, repatriated for some reason. Here, there's no marker to indicate that they were military.
Okay, so it's kind of trying to get the same thing happen here on,
exactly,
on our home ground.
Exactly.
Now, how did you make these wonderful markers, Arnold? Edith was telling me a little bit about that, and I know that you worked hard to get everything down to a T, so maybe you wanted to talk about that a little bit more for our listeners.
Original ones I made out of plastic, and it didn't show up good, and I had a little bit of problem there with the decal that was on it. And then I went to a stainless steel leaf with a decal that's UV protected with a steel shaft, and I mounted a Canadian flag on it. And it's 14 inches high.
Okay.
And it's in the size that's mailable anywhere in Canada.
And it's like weatherproof and everything, yeah, so it won't be destroyed?
Yeah. Well, the only thing is the sun, like everything else, will fade the flags. It fades every flag in Canada.
Yes.
But these flags can be bought just about anywhere. Loved ones can replace them every year.
Yeah. Yes.
The flags are basically a little addendum that you can add into the shaft. So you take it out every four, whatever number of years, 2-3 years, just put in a new one.
Okay.
They're tiny little flags.
And I'm curious to learn about the symbol that you have on the shaft. Where does that come from exactly?
I was using the poppy on the beginning, and I was told I have to go get permission from different identities all the way up through to the Dominion Command to be able to use the poppy on this. I didn't think that was right, because it's my grandfather. I want to identify him. So I sat down with a piece of paper and a pencil, and I drew this.
Okay, so you created this.
This is mine, and it's copyrighted. That has been put on every leaf since. I don't have to ask anybody's permission. It's mine.
Maybe you would like to describe it to our listeners who can't see it?
Well, the background is a maple leaf, a colored maple leaf on a stainless steel maple leaf. It shows us a soldier holding his weapon, head down, and a banner across the bottom. It says veterans in both languages, and je me souviens, and we'll never forget, well, at least we forget on top. It's colored, it's black, yellow, red for the leaf.
Would you like to add anything to that, Edith? I know you wanted to.
Well, what I found impressive when I first started to work with Arnold on this is that they worked so hard, he and his team of volunteers, to make it so that it would be big enough that it could be recognizable and solid and sturdy, but also light enough that it could travel through Canada for, a reasonable price, and that it wouldn't be expensive to mail, and that people could actually tuck it into things like a smaller gravestone or a larger gravestone. It's really quite nice. And the image, when Arnold brought it to me, it's so simple and yet so clear. You can't possibly misunderstand what this is. And even somebody who could walk into any cemetery and have never heard of this project, they may be able to walk right up to the gravestone and just read "Vétérans, veterans," and know right away, oh, this was someone who served in the military.
Yeah.
It's self-explanatory.
Yes.
And that's kind of what makes what makes a project solid is you have something immediately recognizable. And so it's quite something to see.
Now, I was wondering that the money that is collected through this project, is it going back to the Canadian Legion?
The funds right now that we're selling these for is $25, and covers, postage, everything, whatever overflow there is keeps going back into the markers.
So right now it's investing in the project.
The idea is that the price really covers the cost of making it and delivering it. So it's not a fundraising. It's important to understand that. It's not a fundraising movement.
No, I know. But I was just wondering if there was anything being raised from it, because I know the Legion does do that sometimes.
When people are hearing about the project, is that what they pay really does pay for the marker. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a good way for them to know that the money's being used to produce the marker that they're going to be using. And then if there are pennies or a few dollars left, they go back into the pot. But it's not a mechanism. But no.
Yeah. Now, Arnold, you were mentioning how you wanted to bring this to the national level. So maybe you wanted to speak on the future goals for the project a little bit more and how you plan on maybe doing that.
Well, just last week, I made a list of what I want to do for next year. And starting the 19th of this month, we're having a district meeting. I'm going to present this at the district meeting. In March next year, I want to have everything ready to be boxed. Right now, we're working on all the names and addresses of Legions across Canada.
Okay.
We have everything east of Manitoba we have.
Okay.
We're still working on Western Canada, Northwest Territories, and the Yukon. And we're hoping to get them between now and the time we kick this off in May.
To basically collect the names and the number of markers you'll need?
No, what we want to do is get the names and addresses of all the Legions across Canada, and by next Remembrance Day, send them all a marker, along with a little pamphlet saying, offer these to your community, your loved ones, your veterans' families. If they want one, they can buy it through that Legion, and we'll be shipping it to that Legion. They can pick it up at that Legion.
So
for all the districts in Canada, we should be able to cover them all. I want this to be a national thing.
And do you hope to get it involved at the federal level in some way as well, in having the government maybe perhaps recognize this at some point in time?
We are hoping that they do recognize it. It's to everybody's benefit, you know.
Yes.
Perhaps I can add what we're going to be trying to do in the next, you know, 6 months, is trying to see if working with our local MP, if there is some way to connect it to Veterans Canada.
Yes,
right now, it's not
course.
Connected. It's an initiative, sort of community built initiative. But the idea is to try to see if it can fit into one of their programs to make it faster. That'd be the idea. But I think it comes across well that Arnold's mission is sort of to make sure it gets done.
Yes.
If it has to be on his own, it's going to be on his own. If it has to be with one team, it'll be one team. Those of us who are volunteering around are going to try to see if there's some way to help it along with something else.
This has got to be done. It's long overdue. Long, long overdue.
And like you said, I'm sure many people feel the same way. Would you like to perhaps chat about how people can get involved in supporting this project or, you know, having their own grave marker?
So right now, just to get an idea, since 2018, we now have 220 markers that are out that are strictly from Arnold's effort, you know, personally. But the way they can do it is there's an email address that they can email that's part of the Branch 82 where it's actually vetsmemorialmarkers@gmail.com. So plural vetsmemorialmarkers@gmail.com. Or they can call. Phone number is 450-538-1500. They can leave a message. So either way, that's the way to order one. If someone says, I want to have one, I'd like to order a marker for my family because I've heard about this project through your great radio station. And over time, there's a mailing address as well if they want to send a letter or if they want to ask for one. It's 200 Montgomery Avenue in Phillipsburg, Quebec, J0J1N0. And so that's the way they can mail it in if they want to mail in their request. And the idea is that they can communicate however many they want. They can decide they want to get involved by ordering something for their own Legion. So we don't know who's going to be interested, but those are the ways to get in touch.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'm sure there are going to be people who are interested in having one of those, definitely. Well, those are all the questions that I had for the both of you, but please feel free to mention anything else, Arnold, that you think would be important for people to be aware of.
Our target dates for next year, and there are six of myself and five other ones on this, on our team that's doing this. Our target date, we use November 11th as Remembrance Day. So all our target dates fall on the 11th. So nobody can ever forget that. Our meeting for the grave markers is March 11th. The boxing and labeling of them will be on May 11th. And on July 11th, we're going to be sending all the Legions a pamphlet like the one we have here to make them aware of what's happening. And then we're hoping to get a good big press release in September. At the same time, we're going to be sending each Legion a sample marker for them to show their community, their Legion members, or whatever in their area. And we're hoping to have them into each Legion in Canada by November 1st.
Of next year.
Of next year.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And right now I'm working even on it. Sounds crazy, but I'm even working on a Christmas card as a follow-up to the markers to each Legion.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful project, Arnold, and thank you so much for coming in and chatting all about it. I really appreciate it, and I didn't know if there was anything you wanted to add, Edith, before we signed off.
Well, I wanted to thank you for having us over, and I think it's nice to hear that someone's interested in supporting this project, because I think as a Canadian myself, I feel that it's important to find a way to mark and indicate who these people are, just because I can't know.
Yeah.
I can't know, and I think Arnold is right in saying that it's overdue and should have been done. And now someone's taking it into his own hands.
It's 105 years overdue.
Exactly. And if you want something done, do it yourself, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Well, thank you both very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
It's my pleasure. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.